Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. American composer Charles Ives loved to put popular and folk tunes into music he wrote for the concert hall. That's something composers all over the world have done. You know that tune as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but when Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart used it in a set of piano variations, he knew it as a French folk song. A lot of Scottish folk songs found their way into a fantasy for violin and orchestra by Max Bruch. When you hear Transylvania, you probably think of vampires like Dracula. But for Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, Transylvania meant great folk dance melodies. Transylvania is a place that's changed hands, sometimes belonging to Hungary and sometimes to Romania. George Enescu was from the Romanian side of the Transylvanian Alps. Enescu rounded up quite a few Romanian tunes in that rhapsody. When English composer Gustav Holst taught at the St. Paul's Girls' School in London, he wrote music for his students to play, like the St. Paul's Suite. In that suite, Holst combined a pair of British folk tunes. You may not recognize the first one, Dargisson. But you probably know the other one, Greensleeves. Another person who put English folk tunes in his music was Percy Grainger. In Lincolnshire, or Lincoln County, Grainger found a bouquet of tunes for the band piece he called Lincolnshire Posy. Percy Grainger may have collected English folk music, but he was born in Australia and he wound up in America. Quite a few American composers used folk material in their music. Goodbye Old Paint is one of about half a dozen Cowboys songs that Aaron Copland put into his ballet Billy the Kid. Morton Gould built an entire piece, his American Salute, on the folk song When Johnny Comes Marching Home. African-American composer William Grant Still used folk music and spirituals in his compositions. One last example that's not by an American, but I'll bet Charles Ives probably approved of it. Ludwig van Beethoven wrote a piece called Wellington's Victory that describes a great military battle. For some reason, in the middle of all the fighting, the bear comes over the mountain. Of course, Beethoven knew that as a French folk song about going to war. There are a lot more classical compositions that use folk tunes, but probably none of them includes as many tunes in as short a time as the Country Band March by Charles Ives. Folk music was not the only borrowing Charles Ives did. He also borrowed a lot of hymns. Next week, a number of classical pieces that include hymns. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.